Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate you acknowledging that. I take great pride in it, and thank you.
No, you're very welcome, and we always appreciate the time you give us. Bill O'Brien's tenure is over with, but I thought you encapsulated everything perfectly. Everyone's talked about the blow-up with J.J. Watt and so forth. They said, look, the reason the Texans didn't win wasn't because of blow-up. The reason the Texans didn't win is because they're flat-out not playing good football.
It goes back to the second quarter of the divisional round playoff game at Kansas City, Steve, where they led 24-0. And they blew that 24-0 lead. Bill had a fourth down fake punt that backfired that led to an easy touchdown, and the comeback was on. They got beat 51-31 after leading 24-0. They had beaten Buffalo the week before in a wild card round, and now Buffalo's 4-0 and the Texans are 0-4. They just kept playing worse. They had a difficult first three games. They didn't play well in losing, and then they played winless Minnesota at home Sunday. They had some fans here for the first time, and they just didn't play well from the get-go. O'Brien took over the play calling for the first time since Tim Kelly, the offensive coordinator, had been at Penn State with Bill. He had called him for the first three games, and Bill took it back, and it just didn't work. And owner Cal McNair told me, he said, we were going in the wrong direction. And he said, I thought we had to make a change because I still think we can win. You know, O'Brien was trying to win the AFC South for the fifth time in 6 years, but the team was going in the wrong direction. Last in rushing, last against the run, only team in the NFL hadn't forced a turnover. Deshaun Watson was inconsistent. It just was not a good situation. O'Brien, so he's gone as coach and GM, and a lot of people say the general manager got the coach fired.
And that's something we talked about before. You and I both know Bill can get mad, all right? So if there's two people in the face, we both know that. You and I have experienced it, all right? But that's not a surprise because back in Landover with Tom Brady, there was that blow up in the sideline. Is coaching that – I mean, I know J.J. Watt holds no ill will toward Bill O'Brien and all this, but do you end up losing a team when something like that does happen?
When a team's winning, they'll put up with a lot. And sure. Bill's infamous temper, it's like I tweeted today, Steve. I said, if you're in the personnel side of the organization and you have not been yelled at by Bill O'Brien, raise your hand. And then I made a few cracks about nobody raising their hand because that's just Bill's personality. But when you're losing, it grates on people. You don't get the best out of them. Some people respond positively, some didn't. Now, I don't think he lost the team because they went right down to the last play against Minnesota when what was called on the field a touchdown pass that would have put them a two-point conversion right from tying and probably forcing overtime was overruled correctly by instant replay. So, that's what got him fired. And Bill blew up at coaches, players, staffers, media, everybody, because that's who he is.
Yeah. All right, so he did recommend, though, Romeo Crennel to take over. What kind of change in tone on an interim basis is this based on Romeo Crennel's personality and how respected he is by the players?
Interim coaches never work out. Now, we had one work out in 1961 with the Oilers. They fired a coach 5 games into the season, went unbeaten, and won the championship. The Oilers made 3 more that didn't work. Wade Phillips replaced Gary Kubiak in 2013, went 0-3. So the odds are it's not going to work. But Romeo Crennel, who's got 5 Super Bowl rings as an assistant coach, a position coach, and defensive coordinator, he's at the opposite end of the personality spectrum from O'Brien. I think that's what they need now. He's very respected, liked. I've seen Romeo raise his voice, and I've seen him chew people out on the practice field if they kept making the same mistake. But I think a calm personality is what this team needs right now, and then they're going to hire another coach and GM to come in after the season. And the only thing I know is it'll be a offensive-oriented coach with a background of coaching a quarterback with Deshaun Watson's skill set.
Which means my first name that I would think of if in describing that is Eric Bieniemy.
That's the first one I tweeted out when Bill got fired, is they ought to go straight to Kansas City. They played against Bieniemy twice last year, once this year. They know him well, and I would put him at the top of my list. Greg Roman, offensive coordinator at Baltimore. Brian Daboll, offensive coordinator at Buffalo. Those guys are doing great jobs coaching their quarterbacks for among teams that are among the best in the NFL. I'm not saying it'll be one of them, but I believe that they will all get interviews unless they go to another job first. But this is an attractive job, Steve. You got owners who are patient. Don yep. Capers lasted 5 years. Gary Kubiak, almost eight. Bill O'Brien fired in his seventh year. They're not like Cleveland, has four coaches in 4 years. And you get Deshaun Watson, and you get owners that pay a whole lot of money, and they hire people, and they pay them well, and then get out of the way and let them do their jobs.
You talked about Deshaun Watson. Where was Deshaun Watson better at the end of the last season that he hasn't been able to recapture so far? Where is that?
Consistency, game start to finish against Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago in Pittsburgh. He had two touchdown passes in the first quarter, and they led 21-17. Steelers made adjustments. Texans didn't do squat. Second half got beat 28-21. Sunday against Minnesota, the offense was awful in the first half. Then he threw two touchdown passes in the second, and they closed the deficit to 31-23, and he almost threw a third one. The key now is to do it like he's been in the past and be able to put together an entire game.
You mentioned Bill O'Brien. The GM may have gotten Bill O'Brien, the head coach, fired. We know about the moves that he's made. You know, obviously, money enters into it. I understand that. But what did it do to change the personality of the team with a couple of the moves he made?
Well, the one that was the biggest was trading DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins was going to wanted his contract redone with 3 years left. They weren't going to do it. They would have redone it with two. But he had been complaining about it for a year, and he wanted a $10 million raise this year. And with Deshaun Watson, Laramie Tunsil, the inside linebacker, Zach Cunningham, outside linebacker Whitney Merciless, who led them in sacks last year, they all needed deals. So they weren't going to give him a $10 million raise this year. And they told him that. And so he insisted, so they found somebody that would do it. Most teams weren't going to do it. That's why they couldn't get a number one pick. They didn't want to give a $10 million raise in a year to a player with 3 years left. Sets a bad precedent for other players, but the Cardinals had no problem with it, and they did it, and he's playing great. That doesn't help, even though the Cardinals have lost two in a row. They still started 2-0. And so that was the big one. Would he have made a difference in winning? Not the first two games. Hopkins has been here for a lot of routes in which they lost. But the last two games were one-score games. Maybe he would have made a difference.
Schedule early on was very tough for Houston. I mean, that goes without saying. But then they've got Jacksonville this week. Then who knows if they're playing the Titans or not, but they're scheduled in a couple weeks. Then Green Bay, but then Jacksonville again. What do you want to see out of this team, obviously, besides winning? But what do you want to see out of them the next four games, especially considering how the schedule plays out?
One of the things that's happened to them, they can't stop anybody, specifically can't stop the running game, so therefore the offense doesn't have the ball. Steve, this season in four games, the longest the offense has had the ball is 25 minutes, 13 seconds. They're getting dominated in time of possession, and when you have that few of possessions, it's harder to score. Now, the offense is responsible for that, too. They can't convert on third down. Defense can't stop on third down. So that's something that they need to even up the time of possession. Last year, they had more than 30-minute average a game. They need to get back to that. So they should beat Jacksonville, but they should have beaten Minnesota. Vikings defense was terrible coming in. Kirk Cousins had five touchdowns, six interceptions. He left here with a 127 rating, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and they just got steamrolled by the running game. So I don't know that they can play a lot better, although on defense. Offense, they can play a whole lot better, more consistently. And I look for Tim Kelly, who's in his second year as offensive coordinator, was O'Brien's GA at Penn State. With Bill gone and not looming large over the game plan and the play calling if we're going to see a difference with Tim Kelly than we saw for the first three games when O'Brien was still overseeing the play calling.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what Tim can do with that. John, I really appreciate your time a lot. As always, terrific. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. Stay healthy, okay?
Thank you very much, Steve. You too. Appreciate it.